Bush administration took leave of reality and plunged our country into a war so poorly planned it soon turned into a disaster. The story of how high officials misled the country has been told, but they couldn't have done it on their own. They needed a compliant press to pass on their propaganda as news and cheer them on. Since then, thousands of people have died, and many are dying to this day. Our press largely surrendered its independence and skepticism to join with our government in marching to war.
Somebody who may have information, you bet we're going to torture them.
Mr. Bush insists the harsh interrogation methods he'd signed off on amount to torture.
This government does torture people.
Thursday, the New York Times revealed a one secret Justice Department memo from February of 2005, which alleged the administration approved torture, including simulated drowning, head slapping, and exposure to extreme cold.
This government does torture people.
I just finished having Thanksgiving with the troops, and their message to you is the war in Iraq has failed.
Friends, the press and the government are in bed together in an embrace so intimate and wrong, they could spoon on a twin mattress and still have room for Ted Koppel. Journalists used to question the reasons for war and expose abuse of power. Now, like toothless babies, they suckle on the sugary teat of misinformation and poop it into the diaper we call the 6 o'clock news. Demand more of your government. Demand more of your press. Vote out your so-called representatives. Reject your corporate masters.
Being a pro-war pundit means never having to say you're sorry.
I mean, these were people who were laying out the blueprint for the war about how it was going to unfold, and it turns out couldn't have been more wrong every which way. And it's astonishing to see them still on TV, invited on as experts in the region.
It's true. So many of the advocates and apologists for the war are still flourishing in the media. Bill Kristol and Peter Beinart, for example, are now regular contributors to Time magazine. And remember this brilliant line.
We cannot wait for the final proof, the smoking gun that could come in the form of a mushroom cloud.
The man who came up with it was Michael Gerson, President Bush's top speechwriter. He has left the White House and been hired by the Washington Post as a columnist.
This country has been bamboozled.
When you really look at our media, it's like the earthquake hits in China and it falls off the radar. We don't care. Miramar, same thing. Even Katrina, much of the city is still in ruin. And yet, what do we see constantly? The antics of Paris and Brittany and OJ and the whole crew. Anything to keep us distracted. Anything to keep the people asleep.